Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Pastor Brad was heading back to his office when he decided to take a slight detour. He headed over to the big classroom that was at the far end of the fellowship hall because that's where Godrags met. Now, Godrags was a group within his church that did quilting and knitting and crocheting and stuff like that. And some also designed and made banners for worship. Now, when he had first walked into church that morning, they had been laughing loudly and carrying on just like usual. You know, you get three people together and we're all going to do that kind of thing. But as he was walking back to his office, he noticed that it was very quiet from the other end of that fellowship hall. So he walked over to stop in. "Hi, ladies," he said as he came into the room. "How is everything this morning?" "You are just the person we need to see, Pastor," said one of the ladies who's over knitting a prayer shawl. "We've got some questions for you." I wondered what was up," Brad said. "I had heard all of your laughter a while back and then nothing. So either something was up or Lydia had forgotten the punchline to one of her stories." And he smiled as he pointed over to Lydia Fredrickson, who was usually the one who kept everyone laughing. "No, something is definitely up, Pastor," Charlotte went on. "We were talking about the end times." And as she said that, Brad could almost hear the quotation marks on either side of end times. "Well, it's the time of the church year for it. What is it that you guys were wondering about?" "Well," Charlotte continued, "we were just talking, and then we were talking about the news and all of the horrible stuff that you can see in the world. And then Phyllis was talking about the war in Ukraine and the stuff in Iran and all over and how horrible it all was. And then Glenda, who is reading this coming Sunday, reminded us the gospel reading is the one that talks about wars and rumors of wars and Jesus' warnings that we should all beware. And so, as you can see, something is up and we need your help, Pastor." Pastor Brad smiled and sat down. No wonder it had gotten quiet around here. You ladies are really in the middle of something today. You know, just by way of trivial information for you, talk about end times has always been popular here in the United States, especially since Mr. John Darby and Dr. Schofield published a Bible in the late 18th century, tracing all of Mr. Darby's thoughts about the end of everything. You see, Darby had separated history into dispensations or eras of time. And then he concluded that they were all living in the end times. Now, ladies, I'm convinced that over the last 2,000 years, every single generation has thought that they were in the end times and it's not going to stop now. Paul believed it, right? All kinds of other people after him believed it. They still do to this day. Now, the Bible does talk a little bit about end times, but when I hear it, I always hear Jesus talking about all of that in terms of hope. Luther did too. Pastor Brad looked around the room and saw the incredulous faces that he was expecting. "I do hear hope, ladies. In the lesson we will read on Sunday, Jesus does talk about wars and all of that, but he says that the end will not come immediately because wars happen. You guys know that. From World War II to Korea and Vietnam to Grenada and Iraq, Afghanistan, now Ukraine and beyond. Those are just all of the ones that made it the headlines in our lifetimes. Jesus knows that wars come. He may not be happy about it, but he knows it. Jesus also knows that when wars come, so does rhetoric about the end. Now, mostly those thoughts about the end come because we can't imagine those horrors continuing on forever. We're scared. Jesus also talks about earthquakes and natural disasters and more of those kinds of happenings that cause us to long for the end. And he tells us that all of those things are going to come too. Now, maybe that isn't so wonderfully hopeful, but when Jesus talks, He keeps on and he talks about our faith. He says that the things will not go well in one sense, but that God is with us and that by our endurance, that is, by our faith, you gain your souls. Brad looked around and they had all stopped sewing or knitting or whatever. What Jesus is telling us, he continued, is that no matter how horrible it looks, there is always hope. There is always hope because of God and God's presence and God's love. We are here. God is with us. We have each other. And we have a ministry to help and care and just be for each other. In Thessalonians, Paul is going to tell us to not be weary of doing what is right. That's like you, ladies. Even though there are wars and earthquakes, a volcano or other things, you are here together, sewing, knitting, crocheting, doing some wonderful things. Why? Well, I hope at least one of those reasons is that you know that God loves you. That brings hope to folks like me, that you are here doing all this stuff. Now, another reason to be here can be to help those who are suffering, however they are suffering. Right here in this room, you are living in faith and hope. One last thing about end times, and I'll stop boring you, Brad said. Someone once asked Martin Luther what he would do if he knew that the world was going to end the next day. And Luther said that he would plant an apple tree. Luther knew that hope is crucial for us. And at the time, for him, planting an apple tree was the most hopeful thing that he could think of. You are quilting and all these other things to bring hope. Not only to you, but to all of the people who are going to receive your quilts and shawls and other stuff. So how do we deal with the end of time? I think that you have a pretty good answer right here. We live and love and try and help and bring hope each day, regardless. That's what Jesus is asking us. No matter how bleak it can look, there is always hope because God is with us. And as Pastor Brad finished, it was as if a cloud had been removed from the room and light was shining in. The ladies all smiled and eventually they offered Pastor Brad some coffee bread. Then they began to ask and talk about other activities that were going on in church. You see, to ponder the end of everything can be hugely intimidating and a ghastly, frightening proposal. And while we do it every year in the church, very few people want to contemplate the horrors that the world thinks needs to accompany all of the talk. Now, movies are always popular, but they always happen to someone else and they're over in 2 hours. All right? Jesus is always hopeful when he speaks about the end times. In the parables, he talks about them as celebrations and as parties. And even as he's talking in today's gospel, he wants us to know that the presence of God, the love of God, our faith as a gift from God is more than enough to be proof against any fear. Hope is amazing for us, because it gives us a future for which to prepare. Hope gives us joy now and in the days to come. Faith gives us hope, and hope comes from love, so that God's love is the greatest power we know. Trust that love. Share that love far and wide. God is asking us to do just that in hope. Never weary of doing what is right, for God is never tired of loving you. Amen.